Fortunately, they did not live up to their glorious name, and the Western Empire was allowed to limp on, but not for much longer. The Eastern Roman Empire remained strong. Constantinople was built on a site controlling the strategically important Bosphorus, separating Europe from Asia. The Eastern emperors were often able to steer migrating barbarians, such as the Goths and the Vandals, past their own land and straight into the Western Empire. The Eastern Empire's share of the limes, or boundary space, was mostly Egyptian and Syrian desert, as opposed to the miles upon miles of heavily populated Danube and Rhine valleys defended by the Western Empire. The eastern part of the empire was also more urbanized and more heavily populated, with a much stronger economic base. Ancient Egypt provided mountains of grain, and the East's free peasant farmers were far more numerous than their semi-enslaved Western counterparts. What manufacturing occurred in the empire took place in the East, and the East was also the place where the profitable trade from Arabia, India, and China was controlled. The patriarchs of the Christian Church in the Eastern Empire basically accepted the political and spiritual authority of the emperor in Constantinople. This was far less complicated than the Western emperor's tendency to obey the Bishop of Rome, or Pope, on major issues. Indeed, this division between Western, or Catholic, and Eastern, or Orthodox, Christianity would parallel the physical division between the Western and Eastern empires.